So is Donald Trump man enough now just to let it go? Ninth Circuit Court, cut bait, enhance the vetting process, and move on to jobs, jobs, jobs. I think tactically it's unwise to attempt to impose a moratorium. The 90 days will expire anyway. Let it go. Move on. Don't fight louder. Fight smarter. That's how I feel about it. I wonder what Larry Kudlow thinks. He is an advisor to the president. He's the senior contributor at CNBC, hosts his own radio show, 3 o'clock Saturdays, and the co-author of a terrific book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution.
And Larry's been telling us all along. One, he told us Trump was going to be the president. He tells everybody else as this goes on, relax, everything's going to be fine. Let's see how long this stuff with the immigration ban goes on.
We must think big and dream even bigger. I know Larry feels that way. We start there with Larry Kudlow. Larry, should the president cut bait and let this executive order go by the wayside?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is a matter of national security. This Ninth Circuit Court is completely wrong. I mean, they actually, it's the weirdest decision I've ever seen. They basically said, we will keep the stay because you're not going to win anyway. It says, we hold the government has not shown a likelihood of success on the merits of the appeal, nor has it shown that failure to enter a stay would cause irreparable injury. And we therefore deny its emergency motion for a stay. I don't know what that means. They said, we will keep the stay because he can't win? How do they know? They don't know anything about that.
I heard some folks say that he could, in fact, win at the Supreme Court level. Even
of course he can. Yeah. He's going to win 8-0. He's going to win 8-0 is what I think, because he is in the right. This is a national security matter. We are fighting terrorism, particularly terrorism coming from the Middle East. We have no folder, no information about these so-called refugees. In the past, we've learned that ISIS has snuck into countries through this refugee process. And anyway, it's Trump. It's not Trump. It's the President of the United States who constitutionally has the authority to set national security policy.
All right.
And the Ninth Court is trying to rewrite the Constitution, and they are completely wrong. And Mr. Trump is right by saying, we will see you in court. I'm 100% behind him on this.
All right.
National security is the issue.
All right, we'll watch and see how that develops. We're talking with Larry Kudlow this morning on WDLS.
Larry, the president seems like a guy that wants people to like him. My question to you is this, and you've been saying this all along, and you would say, hey, watch what your investments are doing, and talk to me in 2 months. Well, 2 months goes by. I look at my 401k the other day. This thing is going up like it was shot out of a cannon. When will people that are displeased, you know, with the outcome, you know, if he concentrates on the economy and jobs and gets over some of this stuff and stops tweeting about his daughter's clothing line, don't you think he gets his approval ratings go up?
Well, that's a pretty big question. Look, the stock market continues the Trump rally because it loves lower business tax rates that will add to profits. And that will promote business investment, which will create better jobs and higher living standards and better real wages. That's what it likes. I don't know that the stock market cares about a lot of this other stuff going on. And you saw yesterday, for example, in the meeting with the airline CEOs, Trump just had a one or two line point that the administration is going to propose finally button down their tax cut plans. The market heard that and shot up a couple of hundred points. It just couldn't be clearer. What people want to see is pro-growth tax reform and also a pro-growth regulatory rollback, which will be part of the tax plan. And I happen to think they're right because, as I say, it'll promote growth. And Trump's going to stay with that. I don't know all the details of the final plan. I suspect it's going to look like a lot like the one we put together this past summer and early fall. So, yeah. But look, on the other part of your point, president has got to take care of the country. Again, I repeat, I don't want him to drop anything. I want him to keep up our national security and protect our borders. And this is very, very important. So I think he's right on that. And I think he's right on the economy. And in fact, in general, no matter how inartfully he occasionally puts something, I don't care about that. I care about his follow-through, again, on taxes and regulations and Obamacare and national security and border security. He is doing exactly what he said he was going to do, He's going to stay the course, and some people don't like it. I'm sorry, but if I were the people that didn't like it, nonetheless, I would hang on and be long in my 401k because I think we are in the throes, the early throes of a Trump bull market. That's what I think, and I would give the same advice to you.
I hope you're right.
Stay long.
I hope you're right. Stay long.
Stay long.
Larry, thank you for your time this morning. We'll be listening tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon, and we'll have you back next Thursday morning, I think.
Thank you, gents. Appreciate it.
Take care, Larry.
There's Larry Kudlow from CNBC.